questão to change soon. Yeah, he will. Oh man, as indebted as doom. First step was touching the moon. But there's a woman on my block. She just sits there as the night grows still. Says who? Gonna take away his license to kill. Well, now they take him and they teach him and groom him for life. Then they set him on a path where he's bound to get ill. Well, then they bury him with the stars. They sell his body like they do used cars. But there's a woman on my block. She just sits there as the night grows chill and says, who gonna take away his license to kill? But now he's hell-bent for destruction. He is dazed and confused, for his mind has been mismanaged with great skill. Until it all he believes are his eyes, and his eyes, they just tell him lies. But there's a woman on my block. She just sits there staring at him. Is who gonna take away his license to kill? It might be a nose maker, speed maker, heart breaker, back breaker, leave no stone unturned. Might be an actor in a pot, might be all that you've got. Tell your lessons clearly learned. Now you worship at an altar by a stagnant pool, and when he sees his reflection, he is forfeit. Old man is opposed to fair play. He wants it out and he wants it his way. But there's a woman on my block. She just sits there, staring from the hill. She says, who's gonna take away his license to kill?
a good dog. I've had him for years. He used to get up when I walk by, but now he just lifts up his ears and he thumps his tail on the floor when I talk to him. But if I talk too long, he just ignores me and he goes to sleep again. He's a good dog. I got him as a pup. I tried to teach him all them tricks, but then I just gave up, 'cause he never acted very bright. But his eyes have got this glow, and I think he actually knows some things that actually I don't. And he never barks at strangers, but then he never barks at cars. And he howls at the coyotes while they're howling at the stars. And he scratches at the back door till someone lets him in. Then he scratches at the other side just to get back out again. Oh, he's a good dog. But one of these days, I'm gonna have to drive him into town, have him put away, 'cause he can barely hear no more, and he can hardly walk. But until then, I'll look at him and I'll say, he's a good dog.
Stop. got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime and paint the daytime black. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. Could you wind her pickings through her keyhole down upon your knees? She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. Egyptian ring sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, it sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her trumpet, and for Christmas, get her a drum. We'll be right back.
is CBC News. I'm Geneviève Auger. We begin in L'Île Verte, Quebec. The man who owns the seniors' residence that burned down Thursday won't say if he'll rebuild. Roch Bernier says it's not the time to talk about it. He was at today's private mass in L'Île Verte, where locals mourn the 10 people declared dead and the 22 others who are missing and presumed to have died. This is what Bernier had to say as he left the service.
What I want to say today is that I'm here this afternoon to express my condolences to the families and to say that I am with them all the way and with members of the community, because I'm part of this community.
Poor weather hampered the search for the missing today. Search crews resumed their work at about noon, but have stopped for the night. Thousands of people in southern Manitoba are without natural gas to warm their homes in freezing cold conditions tonight. A fiery explosion at a gas pipeline valve site yesterday caused the outage. The CBC's Katie Nicholson has the latest.
It's been a day of bitter cold and even more bitter news. The 4,000 Manitobans affected by Saturday's pipeline explosion are facing a long wait to have their gas service restored. For the first time today, TransCanada Pipeline acknowledged there is no time estimate for repairs. And Manitoba Hydro says people should prepare for an extended gas outage. To make matters worse, temperatures have plunged and a winter storm has moved into the affected areas. The weather conditions are so bad, they kept Transportation Safety Board investigators away from the explosion site. The TSB will try to access the site tomorrow and figure out what went wrong and what caused the massive explosion that crippled gas service to so many at such a critical time. Katie Nicholson, CBC News, Niverville, Manitoba.
MPs return to Parliament tomorrow. That means there could be more uproar over the Senate expense scandal. The Harper government says it intends to remain focused on the economy, with next month's budget the centerpiece of the winter sitting. The scandal splashed Harper's office, and after his former chief of staff, Nigel Wright, personally paid Senator Mike Duffy $90,000 so that Duffy could reimburse the Senate for improper expenses. Women will be able to take part in the Olympic ski jumping competition for the first time at the upcoming Sochi Games. This has three Canadian women very excited. They were named to the Olympic team today in Vancouver. The CBC's Mira Baines has more.
History was made today, and Canada announced its first women's ski jumping Olympic team here. Now, men's ski jumping has been part of the Olympics since the 1920s, so there were a lot of smiles today. Three female ski jumpers, all from Calgary, were named to the Olympic team today. Now, they include Atsuko Tanaka, Taylor Henrich, and Alexandra Petorius. Now, I spoke to Atsuko's parents. They were here at the announcement in Vancouver. They were actually volunteers at the Vancouver Winter Games, and they were very disappointed that their daughter couldn't compete. And so they're very happy today, and they told me that they brought a brand new television so they can watch her compete in Russia.
That's the CBC's Mira Baines in Vancouver. In international news, protests against the Ukrainian government continue to spread. Protesters attacked administrative offices in more than half the country's regions. David Stern reports from Kiev.
The demonstrations are spreading. These demonstrations where protesters are besieging and in some cases taking over government buildings. So it's not exactly that the entire city is protesting, but there are significant demonstrations. And the fact that they are taking place in what is President Viktor Yanukovych's base of popularity does show a sign that something is happening in the East and that the protests are taking on a new character.
That's the BBC's David Stern. The Grammys are taking place tonight in Los Angeles. Vancouver-born, Montreal-based songwriter Jennifer Gazoy has won her first Grammy Award. The two-time Juno Award nominee won the prize for Best Children's Album. And that's the latest CBC News to this hour. I'm Geneviève Auger.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into the Rock Hour at 5.
Yeah. the happy girl. Now you see her on the corner. She's doing the best she can. She whispered to you soft and low, and not a pale old man. Pay the man. Everybody gotta pay the man. Before you leave this world, you gotta pay the man. Pay the man. Everybody gotta pay the man. Before you leave this world, you gotta pay the
king's a ransom. The sparkle of a ruby couldn't keep you, girl. There's some things you just can't buy. All you wanted was someone to hold you, girl. I was too blind to even try. And now I pay a king's ransom just to be with you.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
This is our last little ditty. Thanks for coming out to witness the first band that was fantastic, and the one that's going to follow us, the Lizard Kings. So thanks again for coming out. More than your daily recommended intake of madness pick tonight.
full moon. Shine down to the train. You know what they told me.
Cause my your painting of yourself. You with the borrowed colors that you picked from someone else. Sugar.
craving something sweet. If you're out of sync, I'll get you back on the beat. You're still my horse and case.
like violence, flashing eyes of bottle green. I don't know what I'm doing here, tangled up in her dreams. She says that she's an artist. I've never seen her. She talks a storm of careless lies.
Thank you. Welcome to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.